This netcast is brought to you by the 8 Days of Geek Network.
All of your ears are belong to us.
You're tuned in to the 8 Days of Geek podcast. This is episode 33 for Monday, July 11th, 2011. We say G positive because it sounds cooler. You're listening to the 8 Days of Geek podcast. No health food here. It's just junk food for your brain. I'm your host, Jesse Miller, the editor-in-chief of 8 Days of Geek, and joining me, as always, is senior editor Brandon Williams.
Mr. Potato Head looks delicious.
And senior editor Rachel Lebo.
Would that make you a cannibal? Because sometimes you look like a potato.
Me?
I think that was a diss. Ouch. Dang.
Brandon, I'm sorry, you don't look like a potato.
Brandon has gone silent. He looks like a potato.
Did he take his mouth off? Oh no.
It's because of my skin color, isn't it?
You were awfully tan the other day.
Is that an Indian joke?
I'm awfully tan all the time.
All right. Well, pretty quiet in the new in the world of tech recently.
In the world of news that's not in the world of geek news. If we wanted to talk about Casey Anthony or all that crap, then sure, there's plenty of news, but who gives up about that?
Yeah, that is not our shtick. So
exactly.
I'm going to go
if
through.
You're like, why didn't they mention that? That's a big deal. Guess why we didn't mention it? Because it's not our thing.
Wrong podcast.
It's downer news.
All right. Well, you know, we're gonna use a little bit of tech in here. I don't have a whole lot that's very important. One thing I do want to talk about, however, we're going to strike it right off with Google Plus. Now, we were gone for 1 week. We have, I know it's hard to believe out there in listener land, but we have families too, and every once in a while we just got to take a week off.
It's American.
Yeah, so we took a 4th of July week off, and it's probably a good thing because otherwise we'd have absolutely no news for today. So while I was off, I actually, the last episode, I was pleading and begging to get a Google Plus invite. And sure enough, a day later, I get one sent to me from a friend of mine. I won't release his entire name, but Tyler, he's a listener. You know who you are. Thank you very much for sending me that invite. You allowed for, I think 40, 50 people I invited on day one.
Me!
So, you know.
Oh, yeah, I went crazy. I think I sent one to everybody, even if they're not going to use them.
Exactly. There were people I sent them to. I'm not even sure if I actually talk to them anymore, even know them. Google just put them in my Gmail address book because I emailed them once. So I just went down and checked everybody. Why not?
I think I sent one to my mom, and I know she's never going to use it.
What is this Google positive thing?
Yeah. You know, by the way, something I've been wanting to figure out. I've used Google Plus a lot. I love it.
Hey,
I absolutely
love it. Can we call it G positive?
If you want to, you can.
Sam wants it. You guys can choose. I came up with G positive. Okay. Sam came up with G plus.
I like G positive, but I don't know. That's
we're trying
a tough
to get
one.
Some slang words out there.
Well, you know what I need you guys to figure out. This is something that's been bugging me since day one. I log into Facebook and I look at my stuff. What am I doing? I'm Facebooking. I log into Twitter and I look at my stuff. What am I doing? I'm Twittering or tweeting. What do I do when I'm looking at Google Plus?
You're not Googling, because that's searching for
exactly.
Something.
Am I plussing? That doesn't sound right. I don't know what to call
are
it.
Are you circling? Are you streaming?
Man.
I'm circling the drain.
They have circles? They have
only
streams?
Only because of that potato joke earlier. Only because of the potato joke, I'm going to have to burn Rachel. I think Rachel's plussing.
Oh.
You shut up.
Anyway.
Plus, well, all like in good thing. Fun.
That's why you gotta call it G positive.
Because it's
and
extra
say,
positive.
I'm going G positive.
But anyway, so, you know, that's something that's bothered me. Anyone who's listening to this, all you listeners out there, send us in your suggestions. What do you think it should be called? Because, in all honesty, nobody has been able to answer that question for me.
Ooh, we should, instead of circles, it should be called the G-Force.
Great.
Instead of huddling, it should be called the G-Spot.
Failure.
Is that used?
No. Anyway, as far as actually using Google Plus is concerned, it's actually very, very nice. I like it. I think one of my first posts to Google Plus was...
Wow, Google Plus is saying an awful lot. You should just say G positive.
I okay. won't give Google, into your slang.
Google Plus is what, two syllables technically?
Google three.
Plus is three,
three
syllables.
Google, yeah. How many positive is G positive?
G positive.
That's an extra syllable,
yeah.
G plus is only two. It cuts you down.
But there's a lot less consonants in G positive, I think.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It rolls off the tongue better.
Sure. So I've been using G positive for quite a while, ever since I got my invite.
I'm going to get them to go.
I check it every single day. I have my phone automatically uploading to it. I've used Huddle. I've used, you know, Sparks. All of the features, I've tried to use them. I haven't used Hangout quite yet. But it's because I don't do video calling all that much because, I mean, frankly...
I don't wear clothes when I'm on the computer.
Well,
generally.
It's not only that. I mean, that's, of
course,
that's
point. That's my major reason.
Yeah, that I mean, that's a good point. But, however, my thing is I sound much more charismatic, energetic. I sound much more authoritative, and I look much better if you can't see my face. My voice sounds so much better than I look. So
he's got a face for radio.
I do have a face for radio, and because of that, it's kind of nice to be able to just talk to people on the phone. Now, I haven't used Hangouts, like I said, but I've seen them used, and a friend of mine was telling me about them, and they are magical. Absolutely magical.
One of my friends did a... Let's see, she used... What's it called? The Hangouts with, like, six other people, and it was hectic, and she loved it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you get a lot of people in there talking. It's kind of... It gets a little wild. But, you know, what's really cool is if anyone in your circle can join a hangout. And it's kind of neat because a friend of mine actually got into talking to actual Googlers, people who work at Google, and we were talking to them and asking them questions. It was pretty interesting. It was very fast-paced, but very interesting. So... As far as Google Plus is concerned, I have the automatic uploading on my phone, and it backs up everything photo-wise, does a great job of it. The actual posting is pretty good. I have found that since I've been using it, I haven't logged into Facebook since, and my tweeting has gone straight downhill.
The little you already did, yes, it has.
Yeah. Well, you know, I
except for your there hasn't been any check-ins on Foursquare lately, so yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things where life gets busy. What can you do? I need an automatic Foursquare check-in is what I need. Google Latitude for Foursquare. That's what I need. So I'm, you know, like I said, Google Plus looks very good. I like it a lot. If you can get in, get in. If not, you know what? Send one of us an email. All three of us are on Google Plus, and invites are open. So if you'd like to get an invite, send an email to us with Google Plus invite request as your subject line, and then just put in your email address and your name, and we'll try to, you know, spread the Google Plus love. So anyway, great stuff. It's definitely starting to surpass Facebook, in my opinion. On that same note, Facebook did the, hey, don't look at Google Plus, look over here, we're introducing something awesome, as they introduced Skype integration for their Facebook chat.
Yeah, okay.
This allows pretty much anyone who has...
Yep.
You can tell Brandon was probably muted and doing something horrible, and probably bad
mouth. No, it was just Rachel kind of came out of nowhere with that, so I decided I'd do it too.
Oh.
She's like, yeah, okay. So...
Yep. Anyway, see, I have a great segue, and you guys just bringing me down, man.
Segways.
Anyway, but
I want one of those.
I don't. They're dangerous. Probably running off a cliff. Ooh, too soon. Anyway,
I said that because obviously G positive has already gotten. Don't they have? They have the video integration and the Hangouts, right?
What do you mean? Where you watch a YouTube video all together, or?
Oh, no, where you can video chat in the Hangouts.
Oh, yeah, they sure do. Yeah. And they do, I think it's up to 10 people plus yourself, maybe. Either that or 9 people plus yourself. Which is very, I mean, that's one of a kind for free, because Skype charges for group video chat now. TinyChat, Uvu, all these companies, some of them can do group chats, but you have to pay every single time. Google Hangouts is the only one who does it for free right now. Now, it is in a closed beta, but still, you know, it's free. I mean, you can't beat free. And they're so lenient with their invites. With Facebook, they're now doing Skype integration with their chat, so you can actually go to your chat window, click, and two Facebook users can interface with Skype instead of actually having to have a Skype login. For the power users, this is going to be kind of useless, because most of you probably already have Skype. We use Skype to record this podcast. For Facebook users, and I hate using this terminology because it makes too many assumptions on its own, but grandma and grandpa who are on Facebook just to watch what the kids are doing and see how things are going with them, I think will get use out of this, because they'll be able to simply double-click on their children's names and be able to chat with their children and their grandchildren, you know, via video. So, I mean, that'll be neat. It's not as exciting as they made it sound, but then again, I mean, they're trying to one up Google Plus, I have a feeling. They're trying to plus one Google Plus, you know what I mean? So which is interesting, because actually Mark Zuckerberg is the number one, the highest followed person on Google Plus right now.
I honestly don't think Facebook has anything to worry about. Yeah. I really don't. Because people are going to choose one or the other, you know, unless Facebook goes the way of MySpace, but I don't see that happening, because Mark Zuckerberg's not a complete idiot when it comes to that. I think he lets money get in the way a little bit, but, you know.
Well, see, my thing is, I really wish that people didn't have to choose one or the other. I want social network integration across the board. I can put my Twitter into Facebook, and I can post Facebook to Twitter. Now, whenever Google Plus doesn't do this right now, but I have a feeling once they open up, I mean, Google's a pretty open company. They'll let you do that kind of stuff. So that would be very nice if I could just update one service and it would post out to all of my services. You know, I mean, when you post to Facebook and it goes to Twitter, they shorten it and put a little link in there. I hate that. So I would like for Twitter to post to everybody. That would be fantastic. So,
that's a good idea.
Yeah. So, you know, Facebook has something new. Google has something new.
Guggenheim.
I think Google's offering's a little better, but hey, who am I to judge? Some people don't use Skype on a daily basis, so they might get a use out of the Facebook thing. I got a couple little stories. This one I found slightly humorous. Only slightly, because it's humorous and aggravating at the same time. Several United States ISPs, the big ones actually, AT&T, Verizon, Comcast, Time Warner Cable, and Cablevision, have all signed tentative agreements. They're not, you know, like a law or anything. They're just kind of an agreement with the RIAA and the MPAA for a, get this, a six strikes copyright alert system. three strikes wasn't quite enough. So what it is basically you will be notified up to six times of copyright infringements on your account before any major action is taken. Now, the first time, they'll send you an email. Second time, they'll send you an email. Third time, they'll send you an email. Fourth time, they might send you an email. Fifth time, they might redirect your landing page to where you have to watch some content regarding copyright infringement. They might slow your connection until you call them. They can do a number of different things.
How are they going to know is this like uploading things to YouTube type stuff? Or
no, YouTube handles that themselves. I'm thinking this is more like torrenting, that kind of stuff. Just pirating, basically.
Oh, okay.
And it is trackable. It's just not easy. They have to put a lot of work into it, which is why a lot of them unless they have a vested interest in cutting down piracy, don't really enact any of this stuff. I mean,
yeah.
For instance, Comcast and Time Warner and Cablevision all have TV services. So they're very harsh on movie copyright infringement.
I have a funny story about piracy for you. In this day and age, you would think that most people under a certain age would know what it is, right?
Yeah.
I had a customer who was like, hey, yeah, I had a phone before, and I had this app that let me download music onto it, and it's gone now, and I can't find it, and I got a new phone, so, I mean, where'd it go? And I go, well, it probably got removed because it's illegal. Well, no, it wasn't illegal. It was like an app that let me download stuff. I'm like, yeah, well, that's pirating music. That's illegal. He goes, well, no, it was like other people's music, like... Like they bought the CD and they burnt it on there, you know, and they owned it. And I'm like, yeah, that's file sharing, which is also illegal. And he's like, what? He just did not know. So it just kind of surprises me how many people don't know that stuff.
Yeah, you know that you would think that would be.
And this guy had a smartphone, by the way. So this guy wasn't like, you know.
Well, you know. 80. I've got a nice little statistic on my board here. I keep random statistics so that I can interject them in conversation. Did you know that more that more U.S. adults own a smartphone than have a degree?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Let's see here. In a telephone survey, 83% of respondents said that they owned a cell phone of some kind.
How many of us here have smartphones? All of us? Many of us here have degrees?
Me.
Oh. No, I was setting that one up for an insult against me. It's okay.
That's all right. I got one and I'm working on a second. So, anyway.
I'm going for one.
Get it sooner.
You have most of yours, though. Don't you have most of yours?
Oh, yeah, I have most of mine. I skimped out.
Yeah, well, what can you do?
I'm that guy.
School gets boring, right? So, let's see here. One of my other small stories. This one kind of flabbergasted me, really. It's stupid and kind of useless in the general scheme of things, but I just had to let it out here. The group that owns the HDMI, the standard, the ones who actually patented and everything like that, are wanting to put a stop to mini display port to HDMI cables. Not the adapters themselves, but the cables. I ordered one of these. It's for a Mac, a mini HDMI port on one end, and it has a regular HDMI cable on the other, so you can plug into your TV directly. It's kind of nice.
Yeah.
Now, they want to make them illegal. Basically, they want to make them to where people can't make these at all because they say that it does not follow the standard and it is too hard to test to make sure that they follow a standard. Their one big reason. I mean, I'm sure they got a laundry list of things, but the one that stood out to me is because it doesn't have an HDMI port or an HDMI plug on both ends. Isn't that the whole point of the cable?
Yeah.
Exactly. So, otherwise it would be an HDMI cable. So, you know, it's like I said, stupid story. Doesn't really apply to hardly anyone. But if you do have a Mac or a machine with a mini display port and you want to have this kind of a cable, go to Amazon. Pick them up right now. You can get one of these for, you know, I think I ordered a 15-footer for $10. So, pick them up while you can, and then that way you'll have them. When they're outlawed and we lived in the wastes, so anyway, not a whole bunch else other than that. We've got Apple filing a second complaint against HTC because you know we can't have enough lawsuits in the tech world.
They have money to burn. They don't care.
Obviously,
give me some.
I just if you can't innovate, sue. I guess. I don't know. Maybe it's just to bulk up their revenue stream before.
If you can't do, sue.
There you go. See, and it's one of those things where the patent.
Like the Winklevoss twins.
Exactly. You're men of Harvard. Think of something else. But anyway, it's one of those things where the patent system is inherently broken. It really is. It doesn't work. People just sue each other constantly, and nothing good ever comes of it. I mean, nothing has ever benefited. I can't think of anything that's ever benefited the consumer because two companies sued each other. I can't. So, yeah. Anyway, I think that's pretty much all for me, guys. I don't have a whole lot of interesting stuff going. I mean, yeah, six strikes and you're out. Doesn't exactly sound interesting. I got a kick out of that story.
Six strikes. Six. You've got six strikes.
Such a stupid arbitrary number.
It's like, you know what I'm going to do? Every time I get a strike, I'm going to get a tattoo of one of those, I can't remember what they are. The movie things.
An Oscar?
No.
Movie reel?
Not. Well, that would be okay. I was thinking more or less the cut scene things that they put in front of the camera before they make a scene. The slates, movie
a scene
slate.
Board, a slate.
Yeah, a slate. I'm gonna get a slate each time I get a copyrighted.
I will get a. I'm a six striker. Skull.
A pirate skull. Ooh, a pirate skull with a slate behind it, maybe.
There you go.
Yeah, I gotta think of something. Got copyrighted soon.
Is it just movies?
No, it's music too. The RIAA is in there. Recording industry. American so something or other. I have a much better acronym for them, but it's not family appropriate. So, when we come back from our break, we've got a little bit of game news, a little bit of movie news, and of course our quote, which is going to be Brandon this time because I think I've taken it two times in a row.
Whoop, whoop.
And I'm out of quotes. So, join us right after the break. And we are back for another round.
Ding! I just ran through the Emerald Hill Zone because that's what it reminded me of.
I play that song a lot and don't switch it up as much lately simply because I've played that song and I really like that song. I turned it into a ringtone.
You've been playing the kind of disco beat one a lot.
Disco beat.
It's like a...
I got a lot of disco.
A lot of drum beats to it.
Yeah, I think I remember which one you're talking about. Hey, you ever want to control our music, you just let me know. And listeners, if you've got a favorite, let me know. I'll put that on, too. I'll be your disc jockey. So, anyway.
You go to Kevin McLeod's site, and you're like, that song's awesome.
Well, there you go. Suggest them.
We like the Kevin McLeod, so.
Kevin McLeod of the Clan McLeod. One of these days, he's going to get a hold of us and be like, you know, you guys are pronouncing my name wrong.
I'm not even Scottish. What are you doing?
He's
Asian. He's adopted.
That'd be awesome. All right, Rachel, tell us some game news.
All right, well, everyone can check out the site for the new Batman Arkham City trailer. It's the Riddler trailer, and it's very good, and it's full of riddles, and it's kind of long, actually. It's a minute and a half.
Is it Jim Carrey Riddler?
No, this is good Riddler.
Frank Gorshin?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's... If you played Arkham Asylum, it's that Riddler, so...
Yeah, it's his own thing. Yeah. It's not, like, the lamest Riddler, honestly. I like Jim Carrey Riddler way more than... From The Batman, the weird Marilyn Manson Riddler.
Mm-hmm. So, it's a good trailer, and it's out all over, and I went ahead and put it on the website, so you can go check that out. And this is infringing on the movie news, but the Dark Knight Rises teaser poster, is also on the site. So, you can look at that.
The teaser trailer, actually, is in my news, because it'll be attached to the last Harry Potter movie. Which is coming out, like, Friday.
I'm not the the guardian that Gotham deserves.
The one that it thinks it needs,
but it doesn't deserve, and it thinks it deserves, but it needs whatever.
Wait, hold on, I didn't mean that. I'm not the hero that Gotham.
We were having an entire.
Swear to me.
We have an entire conversation about this before. That was awesome. I just had to interject that.
Are we done?
Every time he gets mad, he should just end it with yelling "Swear to me" at the top of his lungs, or "You're gonna be in a bad your life." That's my favorite quote. Look up "Batman in 5 seconds" on YouTube, and that's hilarious. It makes me laugh every time.
That's awesome.
All right. You're gonna be in a bad for the rest of your life.
Hey, anyway, what do we got next?
I don't know. I just...
4 years now. If there's ever Batman news, I'm doing Batman voice.
Okay. I'm so distracted by the Batman voice. Rockstar, you know, the game company, which most of my friends hate, but I kind of like, they have decided they're going to make more Red Dead Redemption DLC. So
really?
They tweeted, look for release date and details in coming weeks. They did this on the 30th of June. So this is kind of old news, but nothing has been said since then. So I don't know, maybe something later this summer. I recently just finished the Red Dead Redemption.
Oh my God. Hey.
So, yeah, what?
They should totally release Alien DLC to coincide with Cowboys versus Aliens.
That would be awesome.
Well, they did zombies, so.
Yeah, I know. They did zombies, so you know they have a sense of humor about the game. Which means they could totally do Aliens. That would be amazing, wouldn't it?
Man, we got to send a letter to Rockstar PR.
It'd be like...
That'd be fantastic.
Watch Aliens and Cowboys this summer. And while you're at it, download the DLC. Red Dead Redemption.
Batman voice. Arr!
Swear to me.
All right. That's all for Red Dead Redemption. But we should... all our listeners... I don't care if you play the game or not. You need to write an email or tweet to them. We need aliens in the game.
Yes, we do.
Just do it.
Possibly robot.
I don't know. I think aliens would fit. Well, they weren't technically zombies. They were the undead. So they never said the word zombie DLC.
Well, the word zombie wasn't basically used yet. Zombie is a... basically a Cajun word. So, I mean, that area wasn't even set up, and the black magic that we knew about wasn't really found yet. So they wouldn't have been called zombies back then. They would have even known that word back then.
Let's see.
They're just slightly stinky people with parts falling off of them.
Yeah, exactly.
More DLC.
That fella sure is weird.
More DLC. Fallout New Vegas. Old World Blues. That's coming out next week. Next week for the PS3, 360, and PC. Now, that was news from today, so that means next week. This wasn't news from last week. There are some videos out on the internet for that, so if you like your New Vegas, and I haven't touched it, so, Jesse, did you play it?
I did, and it sucked so many hours of my life away. It was great.
Well, if you like like that game, there's your DLC or more of it. Anyway, I can't remember the name of the other stuff. Here's a kind of a interesting one that Jesse brought to my attention. The Kinect, Microsoft's Kinect for the 360, is starting to get accessories, and the one that's in the news right now is called the Nyko Zoom, NYKO Zoom, ZOOM. Sorry. And it basically converts the camera to make it a wider lens, making it easier for the Kinect to be used in smaller rooms. Because as you know, there's like, what is it? You need like 8 feet
or
6 foot clearance to use it properly. Because they assumed everyone had giant gaming rooms when they made this. And
it's like spectacles
like
for
me.
Your Kinect.
Do you?
My living room's enormous.
Yeah, but your couch
is. Oh, yeah, it is. It's also very open.
You gotta, like, dive over the couch to...
I can move the couch.
Oh, hey, there we go.
Basically, the
honeymoon's got. We're playing Microsoft Zoom.
Shut up. Basically, the Zoom allows the Kinect to work with 40% less space. So now it's a little more manageable. Before you needed 6 feet or 5 feet or something like that. Now you can use about 2.8 square feet and use, you know, the full Kinect, I guess it's full spectrum on it. But Microsoft isn't very happy with it and says you shouldn't use it because they've calibrated the Kinect to work specifically for that, you know, space. But it's a $30 accessory, and it'll be starting, it'll be out in stores around August 23rd or later.
So. You know, Microsoft said the exact same thing about one of Nyko's other accessories. It was a Xbox 360 memory card that allowed you to put a micro SD card in it to expand the storage. And then Microsoft decided to update their console to allow thumb drives. So, they may not like it, but I guarantee you the next generation of the Kinect will have the ability to change this built into it.
Nyko is kind of considered cheap as far as a lot of stuff goes, but they do it renovates some pretty interesting things. I remember for the Wii, they were the first one to develop the Wii had put out the Zapper, which looked like a handgun.
Yeah.
But Nyko had put out the Double Gun, which like used both controllers and made it look like a tactical machine gun or something. And then like after that, all of a sudden Nintendo allowed Resident Evil to put out one with it, and so it was like it was really weird, but it looks like that's kind of a habit of them, is going, dang it, that's a good idea, we should have thought about that, and they're like, hey, that sucks, don't do that, and then they do it themselves.
Poor so. Nyko.
Yeah,
Nyko,
well, not really, not poor Nyko, they make a ton of money, so
I will say this, yeah. Nyko's Wiimotes suck, but everything else by them is pretty sweet.
Yeah, and they're, I guess whenever they were making, well, it's Mad Catz and Nyko, right? Those are the two big companies that make this.
It's Pelican.
So the three big companies make third-party controllers. Pretty much all of them are equal. Now, I haven't used a third-party controller since my PS2.
I will not use Mad Catz. Since PS2, I will not use Mad Catz stuff.
I've only used Pelican for the original Xbox, and I believe they came out with a controller for the PS2.
Pelican developed, single-handedly, Pelican developed the best wireless remote for the GameCube. I will say that.
That's true. The Pelican is pretty good. I have a Mad Catz 360
I worked at Walmart during Mad Catz, during PS2, basically, before the PS3 was even launched, and I was on electronics, and you do not know how many people said, well, I bought this memory card and just everything erased, and it's like, that's Mad Catz for you. Stuff just erases sometimes.
They're just mad. Hey, that
they're
would be,
mad, I tell ya.
That would be a great slogan. Mad Catz, stuff just erases sometimes. Sometimes your stuff just goes missing.
One last thing, and I have to mention this because it's Naughty Dog, and I love that game company with all my heart. Yeah. Well, it's also Jak and Daxter, and that's one of my... That's probably in my top five gaming series, the actual series, not the racing games.
They were the raccoon, too.
Yeah.
Sly Cooper?
Yeah, Sly Cooper.
Yeah. Jak and Daxter are pretty much...
Good company.
Yeah. Anyway, Naughty Dog's basically saying they would love to go back to Jak and Daxter one day after they're done with the Uncharted series.
I have news about Uncharted as well.
Oh, yeah, but... So that's just was mentioned around 4th July, and since I like Naughty Dog and I'll talk about them anytime I can, I figure I'll bring that up too. So, and then I'll probably be playing Jak and Daxter this weekend as soon as I borrow a copy from my boyfriend again. But they're all really good. They're very good games. Go get your dusty PS2 out and borrow them and go play them.
I don't
Everybody,
even have
right
my
now.
PS2 anymore. I do have one thing to add in on the video game news. This just released. The NPR numbers for video game content sales are out, and it's kind of interesting. It says here that, for instance, altogether video game sales, that's hardware, accessories, the whole spiel, is about $5.9 billion. That's up 1.5% versus quarter one of 2010. So game sales are going up, which means that usually You know, they say games are a depression-proof thing, but, you got to admit, during the recession, it's kind of a little sparse on good games. And now all these great games start coming out, and the sales numbers start going up. But the big thing that caught my eye on this, $1.85 billion of that was game content outside of the physical video and PC game sales, which means that's stuff like apps.
Digital downloads?
Yeah, DLC, all these different things that are not physical games. I mean, that's a lot of money.
You know, I usually borrow games because my friends are nice and know I'll give them back. But I've actually bought about, I don't want to estimate how much money I've spent on digital downloads for my 360. Between DLC and arcade games and games on demand.
I would probably cry.
I don't want to think about that. I could probably look up my history, but I'm not.
You guys know I have a ton of DLC games. I am big on DLC games, so I can only imagine what my total is in the end.
I think I've probably bought my 360 at least one more time in DLC.
I bought my 360 used, so I know I did.
Awesome.
Well, yeah, I have two. Oh, how many games do I have? I have two on-demand games on mine. Right now, so that's, and those are on average what? Well, I didn't pay the full price for them. I waited till they were older, but that's almost $100.
This is a good thing. I only have about 15 Xbox 360 games ever, and I own every bit of DLC for every one of them. So I mean, that's a good idea of how much I spend.
Even ones I don't own anymore. For Red Dead Redemption. Which,
do you ever feel stupid when you get rid of a game and then you're like, you're on your system and it's like, you have the DLC for this game and you're like, why do I have that? I don't even have that game anymore.
I do that all the time. I'll trade
That's
in a
why
game.
I don't buy DLC unless I own the game.
Well, I do that. I own the game when I buy it. I get rid of the game. I trade it in or give it to somebody, and sure enough, then I'm going through my stuff and I'm like, what? This game has 3 or 4 gigs of space taken up on my drive. I don't even have that anymore.
Don't you wish you could trade your DLC for other DLC?
That would be awesome.
I wish you could sell back your DLC. Yeah,
like 50, actually, even 50%, that would be cool.
I have a question for you guys. I heard a bit ago that PlayStation was planning on putting codes on their games, so then they can only be played once?
One system? EA has started doing that on several games, the big games especially, where it is, I forget what they call it, but basically, in order to play the game, there is a code that is inside of the packaging. You have to input the code, and it registers with EA's servers on that game, and using your newly made EA account name, which you have
to
use.
Those.
Yeah, you have to have. I mean, I think Dead Space 2 had it.
Need for Speed games. They want you to have it, but you don't have to.
And what it does is, it doesn't. You can still play the game and download content, everything like that. It locks up the multiplayer to where you cannot play on Xbox Live without having that code. If you buy the game used, the code only works once for one gamer tag. And if you buy the game used, they give you the option at the very beginning to buy another code. But I think if I remember correct, I think the codes are like $10 or $15. That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. And as a matter of fact, if I would have known that they were doing that on Dead Space 2, I wouldn't have bought the game. Yeah, I purposely did not buy the new Need for Speed game because they had that feature in it. I won't buy
a
game that
has
it. It's a
horrible feature.
It is.
I understand what they're trying to protect, but I mean, the market for it's a different market, you know.
Yeah. Well,
people don't make cars that say, "Well, once you get in here, it scans your DNA, and only you'll be able to drive it ever."
Exactly.
Unless you pay another $1,000 per person, then they're able to drive it. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, and then
games
also
are something that are reusable that way.
If it was a little indie developer that was doing something like this, you know, some people might be able to understand it. It's EA. I can't even imagine. I mean, it's just greed is all it is. It's just,
I guess,
them.
That mad money isn't enough, huh?
I guess so. I mean, you own the rights to, hold on, let me think, everything. So just
to every sports game ever?
Yeah, just make a good game that people want to buy as soon as it releases, and you won't have to worry about them buying the used copies. Do you ever think about that? Improve your product. Don't charge more for it. stupid people.
And I love how they're trying to sell it like it's something special.
Yeah, it's like EA.
Use your EA tag and you can beep, 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 beep.
Yeah, it's like it's EA like, Game no, Pass no, or something. Like it's something just stupid.
Pass, yeah. Something like that.
I don't. I try not to play EA games, so.
Yeah, it's on.
Or games that EA is fully responsible for.
It's on.
The games that they're sort of.
How about our listeners ban EA?
Hey, there you go.
Everybody.
It's EA Online Pass, and it's on a lot of their sports simulation games. That's kind of it's on Xbox and PlayStation 3. The passes, after you've used them, you can get a new pass for $10. You can also sign up for a 7-day free trial.
So does this basically make it those codes? They make it to where the game is attached to one system.
Yeah, that's exactly what it does.
Okay.
Well, I mean,
what
not
if
the
my
game.
System breaks down.
Yeah.
Oh, we don't care about that here at EA.
Well, you know, it's not. It's not the game. It's not the system. If
so
I remember,
it is like an account.
Yeah, it's actually you have to like the first game I had it on was it was a Tiger Woods. I don't remember which one it was, but it was one of the PGA Tour games.
But it was a golf game.
Yeah, and whenever you booted it up, it asked you to create an EA online account. So you have to put it in. An email address and a password, and it creates the account, and then it authorizes you with the code. But after that, that account information is stored on your 360 so that you can, it will automatically detect that when you put in another EA game. Like when I tried Need for Speed, I put it in and it said, this game, or we have loaded up your EA account, blah, 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 blah. We'll start storing your scores and crap like that. And then it asks, do you have an online code for this game? And I lovingly said, heck no, I do not. I rented it. And now, because I rented it to, try to find out, hey, can I tell my friends this is a cool game, you should play this? And I couldn't do the multiplayer. So, EA, fail. Just everything about
you. I thought you were going to have to fireball yourself there.
I was. I'm not. I really want to. I really do. But I'm not going to. I've only had like one fireball ever. And
I'll do it. EA, fuck you.
Awesome. he's so casual about it. Anyway.
I drop F-bombs all over the place.
So, I think... You kind of added a lot onto the game news. Cool.
Yeah, I there's a little more than I thought. Yeah, but there's not a...
You're welcome.
The big game releases really aren't until fall, so I'm trying to keep an eye on arcade things and other, exciting DLC-type news, so we'll see how it goes in the coming weeks, but it'll be pretty slim from what it looks like. So, sorry, guys.
Well, All right, Brandon, I hear you got some movie news.
I do. We went here first. No, I'm joking. All right. Notes.
The crinkle of paper.
It's a good sound. I love the feel of pen on paper. Anyway, have you guys seen the dwarves for Hobbit yet?
Nope.
Not
They've
least.
Released pictures of five of them so far. The first picture they released was of Nori, Ori, and Dori, their brothers. And it kind of showed... None of them actors are very well known. They're all really small bit actors. But the makeup looks great. They look amazing. And then they just put out another one of Oin and Gloin, which is two other... And Gloin is actually Gimli's father. So he's actually an important character later on. Again, no one really big, just kind of small character actors. But... The makeup looks fantastic. I can't wait for The Hobbit. It's going to be so good. Look up the pictures. It's worth it. They're really neat. I reported a bit back that The Rock was going to be in the new G.I. Joe movie as Roadblock.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of said that they're going to make him have a villain who's going to be as scary as he is. So in the movie, Roadblock's villain is going to be Firefly, who's kind of like... He dresses kind of like a... camouflage ninja. Like, he's like a big dude, but he's got like camo and he wears a ski mask and he's like obsessed with fire. But they're having Ray Stevenson play him. Ray Stevenson from Rome. He was in Punisher, War Journal. He's a really big guy.
Which one was he in Rome?
I can't remember his name. He was the huge one with dark hair.
Volstagg. Oh, Volstagg. I love Volstagg. Sorry.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he was Volstagg and Thor. Duh. He's also Volstagg and Thor. And, yes. If anyone's seen the very underrated Book of Eli...
I did. That movie was awesome.
He was in that. He was in that as well. He was like the main enforcer.
Oh, that's right,
He was bald in that movie, but... Yeah, that movie there gets no respect.
It should, because it was an awesome movie.
Yeah.
I was blown away by that movie.
Let's see. Kind of sad news or good news, I don't know. Depends. A lot of Transformers lovers hate on Michael Bay big time, but I mean, those movies are crazy successful, so you can't act like he's not doing his job right. But Michael Bay may leave Transformers after this one. He may be done. I don't know if that's good or bad for the company. I know that Shia LaBeouf basically said he's out. He's not going to do anymore. It's not that he hates it or anything. It's just that he wants to move on with his career and stop doing the same thing. And it looks like they're replacing the main star. Right now, they're in talks with Jason Statham.
Really?
Yeah, so that might be cool. Who knows?
Well, he does get along with cars really well.
True. And he runs all over the place.
He does.
He loves to run and kick stuff.
The only thing he doesn't do that, I mean, think Shia LaBeouf's going to take it with him, but no.
Okay, here I'm going to play a little game with you guys. I'm going to get Rachel's first and Jesse's.
I like games.
Oh, great.
All right, anyway, I want you to name two people that you would never assume would be in a buddy action movie together.
Two people that would never be in a buddy action movie together?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm talking like buddy action, like The Rundown, where it was The Rock and Sean William Scott. Very mismatched pair that doesn't really make sense.
Okay. I have no idea. I'm going to go and say Vin Diesel and...
I don't know why, but I knew you were going to say Vin Diesel.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I've been watching a lot of his movies lately. Just say that. And, I don't know. Rowan Atkinson.
Wow, that is awkward.
Yeah.
All right, Jesse? Yeah.
Okay, well, for buddy movies, you got to have one action star and one comedic star. So we'll go action star Bruce Willis.
Okay.
Comedic star, I'm gonna go with Michael Cera.
Okay, both of those are great, by the way. How about action star Mark Wahlberg, comedian Jonah Hill? Such an awkward combination.
Well, Mark Wahlberg has been doing a lot of funny type things lately, so I can see it.
Yeah, and I think they're going to be really funny together. Mark Wahlberg, for his action, as good as he is at action stuff, he's really good at being funny. He just has really good comedic timing.
I'm a peacock captain. You got to let me fly.
Yeah, and he's a straight man when it comes to this stuff. So he needs someone out, way out there, like Will Ferrell with the other guys. So Jonah Hill is going to be in it, and it's called Good Time Gang, and it's like an action movie with these two, so it should be really fun.
Interesting.
Speaking of really fun movies that I'm excited for, Knights of Badassdom.
That sounds great.
So it's starring Ryan Quentin, who you would know as Jason Stackhouse from the True Blood series, Peter Dinklage, who is the little person from Game of Thrones.
Tyrion? Anyway, he's awesome.
Yeah. Steve Zahn. Steve Zahn. I guess he was in Saving Silverman. He was in Riding Cars with Boys. I don't know what his most famous role is. Sorry, Steve Zahn.
He's in Sahara.
Huh?
He was in Sahara.
Sahara's the way to go.
Yeah, because anyway, Sahara was awesome.
He's that guy. but basically what happened, and Summer Glau is also in it from
Firefly. Sweaty.
Firefly.
Yeah. Yeah. And Sarah Connor Chronicles.
She was a robot.
Yeah.
And the cape. Because if we're going to go with things that you don't want to be brought up, I'm going to say, Summer Glau, she was in the cape. Anyway, Knights of Badassdom basically is Ryan Cranton breaks up with his girlfriend, who's Summer Glau. He's very depressed about it, so his two best friends, Peter Dinklage and Steve Zahn, decide that he needs to go to their LARPing sessions, because they're LARPers. Well, Steve Zahn's character, who's a sorcerer in his LARPing session, accidentally summons a real demon who possesses Summer Glau, so then Ryan Cranton, Peter Dinklage, and Steve Zahn have to fight Summer Glau, possessed by a demon in real life, even though they've only been trained in LARP. So, it sounds so fun.
That sounds
fun. That does.
Like guys.
That kind of sounds like, not that, it kind of sounds like it's going to be a Your Majesty type thing. It was just so hilarious. I don't know if you guys watched
that. Your Highness?
Your Highness. Was that what it's called? Your Highness. I don't remember.
Yeah,
Your Highness. Yes.
It was a good movie. I liked that movie.
His prize from the Minotaur. Anyway. Sounds good.
And finally, I had said earlier that I had some Uncharted news. The Uncharted movie is just, I mean, it's going to happen. It just keeps getting thrown around everywhere. It's ridiculous. But Neil Berger, who's done some decent stuff, mostly B-movies, but he's done some decent stuff, he's a hold of it, and he is reinstating the Nathan Fillion for Drake campaign.
Is he good?
A while back, Nathan Fillion was rumored to be Drake, and then it turned out just be a rumor, and then all the fans went crazy, and they started this huge campaign to get him to be it. And whoever was in charge of the movie at the time just kept going back and forth, not wanting to do it. Finally, Neil Berger got a hold of it, and now he wants Nathan Fillion to do it. And Nathan Fillion has been jewed around so many times with movies that it's just driving the industry crazy. It's like the guy, he should be a leading man. He shouldn't be stuck on one TV show, and then when that ends, he goes to another TV show. This guy can be doing movies now, and he just hasn't had the break, you know? So he's finally getting a possible role in this, because I mean, if the director wants him, there's definitely a good chance of him doing it. But like, he was, you know, fans wanted him to be Green Lantern, fans wanted him to be Ant-Man. I mean, he's got,
well, technically he became Green Lantern.
Well, yeah, voice wise but
yeah.
So that's something. I don't know. I like his voice.
That was the same movie that Roddy Piper was a voice in, so.
Oh. I haven't seen that one. I'm a bad fan.
Oh, it's worth seeing. It's really good. Henry Rollins is Kilowog in it.
Okay. I'll buy it or something. I'll find a copy somewhere.
It's really good. There's like one story that's not very good in it. We're talking about Green Lantern and Emerald Knights. There's one story in it that's not great. It's about one of the female lanterns whose name I can't remember. She's not a great lantern. I don't know why she got a feature. And the other ones didn't. But, yeah, all those.
Is she the only girl or something?
No, there's a ton of girls. Matter of fact, the other girl, Arisa, the other girl lantern, they follow her through it. But they didn't give, you know, Boudica is a fantastic female character. There's so many good girl characters.
Yeah, so, I've seen a lot. I mean, I've seen pictures of a lot of them, but I've never really researched them, so.
Yeah.
Well, so, I'll just know that she's not a good one, then. Oh, well.
She's not horrible because she's kind of cool, but yeah, you'll know when you watch it. The story is kind of cliched, I guess. The whole thing is kind of cliched, but Kilowog's story is definitely probably my favorite out of them. That and the main story is really fun. You know what? The Mogo story is my favorite. The Mogo story was fantastic. It was just so cleverly done. But anyway, that's all I have. Any questions about that stuff? I know I went kind of quick.
No, I don't really have anything.
I need to look up stuff for The Hobbit, apparently.
And I need to...
Ori, Oin, and Gloin.
I need to go through and retweet all the Nathan Fillion for Drake posts that I have.
Yep.
I showed a couple people who are movie buffs. I said, here's Mark Wahlberg. Here's Drake, and I was showing him pictures on my phone. I said, okay, now here's Nathan Fillion, and here's Drake. Every single person, every single one says Nathan Fillion should be it. He looks like Drake. He acts like Drake. It's perfect.
I like Wahlberg, but I think, I don't know,
I do like Wahlberg. He's a great actor, but I don't, I mean, the problem is Fillion is so perfect for the role. That I don't see anyone else being Drake. I can't. You know? So, I don't know. Anyway.
Nathan for... Wait, Drake? Yeah.
What?
What's Drake's full name?
Drake?
Yeah.
It's Drake? Duh.
Drake? Jeez. Just Drake?
Did they give him a last name?
Yeah, Drake.
It's been a really long time since I played.
Drake. I think his name is Drake S. and Uncharted.
Oh, okay. So Nathan for Drake. Drake. Let's just start that campaign.
His name's Drake's Fortune.
Oh, okay.
Anyway. So.
It's a really good pirate name.
That's his name, Drake S. Fortune. Anyway, this podcast is done. This club is formed.
I think this podcast might have been done before it started. Stick a fork in it.
Ow.
Anyway, all right. Brandon, tell people where they can find and or follow you.
You can find or and or... Wow. You can't do that.
No.
You can follow me on Twitter, at BrandoCop, and I say funny things, and I advertise things that are annoying. I warn you.
Nice.
Also, you can email me at, you know what? If you have a Google Plus account, Brandon Williams is on Google Plus, and you can put me in your following thing on Google Plus. G positive Brandon Williams. Look me up. I'm in the sailor outfit.
I got to start remembering to use that too.
What else do I got? Oh, yeah, my email. You can get me at brandon@8daysofgeek.com. You can always email me, ask me questions, concerns, comic book stuff. Yell at me that I haven't reported any comic news, even though there is comic news out. I know that I skipped out this week because next week I plan on trying to put some comic stuff together. I'm sorry. We're still trying to get this working.
I'm so disappointed.
He's a phony. A big, fat phony.
So, it's a work in progress. Anyway, Jesse, it's all you, buddy.
Oh, it's all Rachel.
It's all Rachel.
Exactly. I mean, you got to go in order.
Always
Rachel. You mess up the order, and people just wig out. So,
you can find me at Twitter. At Twitter, you can find me on Twitter at Caution Tape. You can find me on Google Plus. I think you should just search for my name. I'm probably the only one on there right now. I don't know. My name's not really all that common. My last name, at least.
Yeah. Good point. My name is very common, so
yeah, they're like
try Brandon C. Williams.
Just
I guess.
Make sure you find
I'm in a
Lebo.
Sailor outfit.
If you find Lebo, Brandon is the only Brandon in my circles. So there you go.
I'm the Brandon C. Williams. I'm the Brandon Williams in the sailor outfit.
There are like 50 famous Jesse Millers around. I'm the only one who's not famous. So just look for the
yet.
One. Yeah, yet. Yeah, I hope. Sometime before I die. Anyway, continue.
Okay. Rachel@8daysofgeek.com is the email address you can most find me at. It gets forwarded to my main one, which I check constantly, even though I never get anything but Netflix updates, because I'm lame. And I do run the Tumblr. It's 8dag.tumblr.com, and I post things that normally wouldn't go on the site just because, it's not really worth logging into WordPress for it because it's kind of involved. So it's easier just to put it on Tumblr. Nothing too important, just mostly movie posters and fun things. So that should be about it. Jesse?
Oh, I knew you were going to say that. See, that's exactly why I let you guys go first. So it gives me some prep time. I'm not put on the spot, ever. That's how it works. So anyway, you can follow me on Twitter. I'm @PenOfDoom. My Google Plus, of course, I will definitely follow you, especially if you have something interesting to say. You can search for me. It's Jesse Miller. I will probably put that link on my profile page on the blog, more than likely.
Good point.
That way it's easier to get to. You can, of course, email me, jesse@8daysofgeek.com. And if you'd like to text or send a voicemail to us, the number is 754-273-6397.
Hold on. I'm a listener And I did not hear you. Can you repeat?
I would love to repeat that for you, Mr. Listener. Are you ready, Mr. Listener?
I am.
That number is 754-273-6397. Fun stuff, right? Actually, we do have a text message that I would like. Yes, and it didn't require any actual conversation, which is why I left it till the very, very end. This comes from Ben, and it's in Missouri. He says, Brandon, you messed up on the episode that you said Launchpad McDuck. It's actually Launchpad McQuack.
Yeah, he's right.
So thank
when
you.
When did you say that?
Like two episodes ago, I think. Because
McDuck is Scrooge, but yeah. Launchpad isn't related to Scrooge whatsoever.
Yeah, he's the pilot. So
Launchpad was like their servant, apparently. I don't know. I was always confused by that relationship.
It was,
but they're
weird.
All from the Irish duck family, so I guess I'm close enough. McDuck, McQuack, whatever.
Yeah,
you're right, Ben. I give you the trophy of knowing your DuckTales. Woo!
That's awesome. All right. So I think I've covered pretty much everything. We've got all our bases covered. Brandon, how about a quote?
Today's quote, or this week, actually. I guess it's the last 2 weeks. You know what? Because we didn't get one last week.
Yeah.
Comes from the late, great Hunter S. Thompson. And if you haven't read his books, go out and find them. Read them. They're crazy, and it may not be the culture that you're into, but his insights on some things are just so good.
And before
so
you say it, I would love to point out the fact that every time I do a quote, it's from some stupid geek movie, and Brandon gets these incredibly literate, deep quotes every single time.
Well, I use my favorite quote on the first one, which is that Albert Einstein quote. Yeah. It's my favorite quote. Anyway, the quote is, if you're going to be crazy, you have to get paid for it, or else you're going to be locked up.
That's awesome. I like that. All right, say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Adios. Buenos nachos.
All right. Join us next week, guys. It's not a holiday, so we will be back. Thanks for listening.
Buenos nachos sounds like good nachos. I thought it was noches.
It is noches.
Okay. Good nachos, though. That's what
yeah.
You're
like, I did.
You're like, thanks, everybody. Great nachos.